Commentary number 12. The Sun and the Lamps. This is an interesting story from the standpoint of the perspective of the real teacher, and the fact that this person recognizes and can see, both inwardly, see in this case the metaphor being used is that of the sun, but it refers to that activity that goes on, that real learning that goes on all the time, that real teaching that emanates from the source of one being. And it's actually to this that the Sufi teacher is attuned, because it is part of himself or herself, and the personality is part of that, and can actually feel it. It's actually a substance. It feels much more real and lasting and solid and active and vibrant than does the outer. And this is what the real teacher attunes to, and at the same time recognizes the functionality and the limitation of the functionality of the outer teaching, so to speak, the outer forms being the shrines and temples and centers and things of this nature. Now, the real teacher also will utilize these. So there are very good purposes for having them, and also each one of them can become a trap, an area of crystallization, a focus which turns into idolatry, something in which people lose the actual reality of what's taking place there, and go on and make it something very, very superficial. But a real teacher is aware of what's going on and aware of the particular uses and functions of these, only is also aware of the limitation and the greater source of light. One of the responses to being asked a question is to ask a question. And the response of asking the question obviously can what's called uproot the first question and get to the point, more of the point of the real question that's behind it. And in this manner, it's a teaching method that is paid attention to and is used to assist the person to find their own way to their own answers, or to provide an unveiling of the deeper question, which can then be answered the answer pointed toward. In this case, the answer that is pointed toward is one of recognizing the limitation of the awareness of the individual, and is suggesting that the person needs to conceive of something greater, to enlarge their vision and their awareness, to enlarge their perspective, and in so doing, they can then become attentive and aware of the greater activity that's taking place all the time. Again, part of the process of guidance and assistance, rather than giving a direct answer or a rote answer or turning it into something miraculous or something extraordinary. For the person working in the field, it isn't extraordinary at all. It's very, very typical, and it would be very strange not to have this concealed activity from which the more real activity stems, and which in and of itself is much more lasting and active and functional, instrumental, than are any outer activities. This is the end of this commentary.